சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 7. ஹைகஸ்தம் ஜகத் கிருஷ்ணம் பஷ்யாத்ய சசராசரம் மம தேஹே குடாகேஷம் யச்சான்ய த்ருஷ்டுமிச்சசி. அர்ஜுன ஆஸ்க்ட் ஃபார் விஸ்வரூப தர்ஷனம். இன் ஃபஸ்ட் 4 ஸ்லோகாஸ் அர்ஜுனாஸ் ரிக்வெஸ்ட். ஃபஸ்ட் அண்ட் 2 ஸ்லோகாஸ் அர்ஜுனா எக்ஸ்பிரஸ் ஹிஸ் understanding about Lord's Swarupam, and from 3rd shloka up to 4th shloka he expressed his desire to see Vishwarupam. O Lord, if I am deserved to see this Vishwarupam, please show me. Then Lord Krishna blessed him with Vishwarupam. Hey Partha, Pashya, you are deserved to see my Vishwarupam. If you are not deserved, I will make you deserve, because you have asked. That is my promise to my bhaktas. Whatever they ask, I have to give to my bhaktas. Therefore, since you are asking for my Vishwarupa darshanam, I want to show you. May you see. From 5th shloka onwards, Lord Krishna saying, you can see my Vishwarupam in many ways, but I provide a provision to see the Vishwarupam. What is that provision? I provide you the Divya Chakshu. The Lord is always available. If you see the world as world, it is only Vishwam. You see Vishwam as Vishwam. If you see the Vishwam as the form of the Lord, it is Vishwarupam. Everyone is seeing every day the same world. Everyone is seeing the same world. But nobody is seeing Bhagavan as Bhagavan, this Vishwam. Then what is that process, or what is the method of seeing the Lord in this Vishwam? For that, we have to understand what Lord Krishna is providing. Divya Chakshu. The name is called Divya Chakshu, divine eyes. What do you mean by divine eyes? What do you mean by Vishwarupam? So our concept of Vishwarupam, we have to change. With so many heads, so many hands, with so many eyes, if you see, really, that is illogical. It is illogical. But what is the exact way of understanding of Vishwarupam? The entire universe, Akasha, is the Shariram of Bhagavan. The space is the body of that Bhagavan. The warriors, 7 Akshauhini Sainyam this side, 11 Akshauhini Sainyam that side, all warriors, they are all, they have heads, hands, and apart from the warriors, soldiers are there. millions and millions of army. All of their heads, all of their hands, all of their eyes are Bhagavan's eyes, Bhagavan's heads. How to see in such a way? Not Bhagavan with eyes everywhere. Sahasra chakshuhu, sahasra bahuhu, sahasra sirsha purushaha, sahasrakshas sahasrapat. So sabhumim vishvato vritva. That Bhagavan is appearing in every form. Bhagavan alone is appearing in every form. That means what? Everyone's head is Bhagavan's head. Everyone's eyes are Bhagavan's eyes. Everyone's hands, Bhagavan's hands. Everyone's legs, everything, whatever everyone is having, they are belong to Bhagavan. So how the Divya Chakshu Bhagavan gives here now? Even though that all heads are appearing, all hands are appearing to you, but hey Krishna, I am not able to see. These are all your forms. That is Arjuna's problem. If already present universe is Bhagavan, if he knows, he would have not asked for Vishwarupa Darshanam. Are you getting the point? If Arjuna knows already available universe is Bhagavan, if Arjuna knows that, he would have not asked for Vishwarupa Darshanam. What Bhagavan is telling, what you are already seeing, that universe in front of you is my form only, Bhagavan is telling. Where is the problem then? In spite of the world is available in front of Arjuna, Arjuna is not able to see. Is Bhagavan is going to show any new Vishwarupam? No. What you are already, good old world you are seeing, that only my form. What is happening newly here? Nothing. Arjuna's perspective change at two levels. The limitation as a human being he is keeping, taking away from Arjuna temporarily. Limitation of Arjuna's eyes. Eye vision is very limited. He cannot see the other lokas, 14 lokas. He is alpagnaha. He is having only tiny body as a human being. Therefore, Bhagavan temporarily removes the limitation of his limited eye power, limited body power. All he removes temporarily, the limitations. Then Arjuna can see all the lokas. 14 lokas. This is called extended vision, I said. Extended vision means Arjuna's vision can be extended by the blessing of the Lord. Extended vision, he can see the space-wise and time-wise, there is no limitation for him. Now all of our eyes have only, to some extent they see, they have limitation. Time-wise limitation also there, we cannot see the future. We do not know about our past. Time-wise limitation, bhuta and bhavishyat, we do not know. Time-wise limitation is there. Space-wise limitation, very much there. If we are here, we do not know what is happening at our home. Space-wise limitation, we are not pervading all, everywhere. So space-wise limitation, time-wise limitation, Bhagavan temporarily remove from Arjuna's mind. So this is extended vision. Then comes the second level, that is a level in the sense, what is the second meaning of Divya Chakshu? This is the first meaning, extended vision. Time-wise and space-wise, giving extended vision is called Divya Chakshu. Another point of Divya Chakshu is removing ahankara and mamakara. Removing ahankara and mamakara. That limitation, I-ness and mine-ness. Body belongs to me. I am is called I-ness, ego. Then மை ஃபேமிலி மெம்பர்ஸ், நாம் இருவர் நமக்கொருவர், அதே பெரிய விஷயம். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் கால்ட் மமக்கார, மைன்னெஸ். தே பிலாங் டு மீ, த ஓனர்ஷிப். ஒன்ஸ் த ஓனர்ஷிப் கம்ஸ் கண்ட்ரோலர்ஷிப், ஆல் திஸ் வில் கம். மமக்கார. ஸோ திஸ் அகங்கார அண்ட் மமக்கார டெம்பரரிலி பகவான் ரிமூவ்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் அர்ஜுனாஸ் மைண்ட். As long as you have this ahankara and mamakara limited to your own body, mind and to your own family, more than that you can never think of. This is the limited thinking, finite thinking. Such a thinking person can never see the Vishwam as Bhagavan's Rupam. Impossible. Vishwarupa means you need chitta vishalata. You need accommodating others in your I-ness and mind-ness. That I-ness and mind-ness, you have to include the entire cosmos. If you include, it is called expansiveness. If you are not including anyone, even including mother-in-law, father-in-law, no one should come home now. That means what? Powerful, strong, confined, limited I, ahankara and mamakara. Husbands, relatives, no one should come. Sister also should not come. Mother also should not come. So possessive this lady, pavam, by that time she realized she will get 75, 80. That much possessive poor lady, after marrying, she thinks husband is everything. Husband possessed, possession of me only. My children are my possession, my husband is my possession. Before your marriage, your husband belonged to his mother. Don't you know that? Why your possession? Only 2 years back you have married. Before that, where was he? He has his own mother, brother, father, sisters. So huge family they have, many brothers, many sisters. Who are you to occupy him and to control him? This much ego, this much ahankara, mamakara is there. When you can you expand your mind? By that time, with this possession, you spend decades, 3 decades, 4 decades, 5 decades. And even when your children leave you and they go away, you understand. At that time, your possession, possessive mind will be punctured. When your children goes away from you, not even talking to you, your ego will be punctured. Because you have got a lot of misconception. I am giving only sample, okay? One sample I am giving. Like this we have possessiveness on so many things. Poor lady, housewife, I am giving only one example. Okay, there are many other. Grandchildren mamakara, granddaughter mamakara, so many house mamakara, what not. People have a lot of possessiveness. That is what ahankara, mamakara, temporarily from Arjuna's mind Bhagavan is removing. Then alone Arjuna can see the whole Vishwarupam, Vishwam as the Rupam of Bhagavan. Because everything belongs to Bhagavan, including my body. Nothing can I claim as mine. So Arjuna, your ahankara, mamakara must be deleted temporarily. Temporarily only Bhagavan can delete. Permanently Bhagavan cannot delete. You have to delete permanently through knowledge. So temporarily Bhagavan delete, then that is called giving Divya Chakshu. Please understand this. If you don't understand this, Vishwarupam you can never understand. It is a cock and bull story. Children will criticize. Now look into the shloka, 7th shloka we were seeing in the last class. Ihaikastam Jagat Krishnam. Now you see the Krishna, don't see as Vasudeva Krishna. We have to see Krishna as Vishwarupa Krishna. Not only Vasudeva Krishna or Devaki Krishna. Iha ekastham. Iha means in this body itself means In this Akasha Shariram Brahma, in this body, Krishnam Jagat Pashya, entire universe means what he is going to explain. Entire universe, what you are to see, and later he explains. I need not explain. Adya sacharacharam pasya, moving and non-moving, you have to see in me only. When you say space is in the this pot, space is available in the pot, correct, but that is not totally correct. That is not totally correct. What is correct? Space was there before pot coming. Before pot emerges, space was there. Space is there outside also. Outside the pot, inside the pot, space is there. Seeing that pot, space is there in the pot, it is a finite vision. It is a limited vision. What is expansive vision? Space is there in the pot. That is not correct. All pots are in the space. All pots are in the, all earthenwares are in the space. Space is there in the hall, all hall is in the space. Which one is correct? Both are correct. Which one is most corrected? An answer. Hall, space is there in the hall. Also correct. 50 marks you get. Not zero, 50 marks you will get. Because there is space in the hall. 100 marks, how can you get? All halls are in the space. All halls, your house hall, my house hall, every house hall, the hall we are sitting in also, all halls are in the space. This is, you get 100 marks. You want 100 marks or 50 marks? 100 marks, all halls are in the space. Similarly, Bhagavan is inside, you are telling. 50 marks you get. Kadavul ulle irkar. Kadayindi ulle irkar kadavul. 50 marks, correct. Because you are astika. You are not nastika. That's why you are getting 50 marks. Nastika get 0 mark. Astikan vandhi kadavul irkar ulle. And chunna 50 marks. That is not correct exactly. We are all in Bhagavan. Bhagavan is inside us. That is only limited knowledge, partial knowledge. Bhagavan is inside all of us is not correct answer. All of us are in Bhagavan. How do you know? Bhagavan telling here. Sacharacharam iha ekastham pasya. All living, non-living things, they are all in me. I am not masthani, sarvabhutani, nachamasthani. They are all in me actually. That is correct answer. So Bhagavan is inside. First you believe and worship. One day you understand, I am in Bhagavan. That is second stage. Now this is second stage. 13th, 14th chapter when you go, I am Bhagavan. See, the first level of understanding, Bhagavan is inside. There is Bhagavan in my heart. Bhagavan is sitting inside. This is the first level of understanding. You are a good person. To become better, instead of saying Bhagavan is inside, we are all in Bhagavan. The entire cosmos is Bhagavan. All beings and non-living things also in Bhagavan. Because everything is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is all-pervading. Since Bhagavan is all-pervading, all things are in Bhagavan. This is second level. All are in Bhagavan. When you go to 13, 14 chapters, you mature. You mature yourself. Not Bhagavan is inside. Not Bhagavan is outside. All are in Bhagavan. That is not correct. I am Bhagavan. To get that, you require lot of refinement, lot of maturity. That's why Lord Krishna gradually is taking from Ekarupa, from Vishwarupa to Arupa. He is going to take These three statements Bhagavan has in his mind. So Bhagavan is telling, I am in everyone. Then all are in me. Up to that time also, Bhakta is seeing Bhagavan as separate. Dvaitanlada irka. Next stage, if he is fit enough, he himself or herself will understand 13, 14, 15 chapters. If they understand, okay. If you don't understand, all the best next birth. That is why prepare yourself. Now itself I am putting the ground. I am arranging the bricks. Appa cement potuduve. Illa cement potu concrete and building varanum, palace varanum. Illaya? These are all foundations. When you go to those chapters, you have to say, I am the consciousness, I am Bhagavan. I means not the body mind. Paramatma is also not body mind. Paramatma is also Atma. I am also Atma. Therefore, Bhagavan, you and I are one and the same. The Jnani and Bhagavan knows. They look at each other. I know you, you know me. 12th chapter Krishna says, Jnani itu Atma eva me matam. Jnani is myself. So you have to be ready. 12th chapter is going to come. Therefore, iha ekastham sacharacharam pasya. Mama dehe, in my body. In my body means Shankha Chakra Gada Krishna. Chaturbhuja Krishna illa, mama dehe means akasha dehe. Akasha is my deha. Gaganam, na. Vishwadharam, gagana sadrusham. Vishwam, adharam. Bhagavan is the adharam of Vishwam. Iha dehe, mama dehe. Even not only these forms, yachya anyat drashtum ichchasi. Suppose you want to see anything else, what is going to happen to Draupadi, what is going to happen to Duryodhana, what is going to happen to Bhishma and Drona, this is what we are interested. What will happen to other persons? When? What? Their jatakam. Anyat drashtum ichchasi, that also you can see. So whether we are going to win or they are going to win, who is going to rule Hastinapuram? Who is going to rule Indraprastham? Suppose you want to see, as a ruler, you want to see yourself, you can see. As your brother Yudhishthira, as a Raja, you want to see, you can see. Whatever you like to see, you can see. Yeah, we are also interested in seeing our future, no? If you want to see, you can see. Vishwarupa Darshanam. Next shloka.
Na tu mam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusham divyam dadami te chakshuhum pashyame yogam aishwaram. Mam anena eva chakshu svachakshusha drashtum na shakyam.
Hey Arjuna, anena svachakshusha, by these eyes, with these your own eyes, fleshy eyes. Sva means your own, chakshusha with your eyes, chakshusha tritiya. With your own eyes, anena means these eyes, drashtum, to see my Vishwarupam, na shakyam, is not possible. Then what? Te divyam chakshuhu dadami. Te, to you, divyam chakshuhu. Divyam means supreme, higher, extended vision and transformed vision. Ahankara mamakara is a transformed vision. My ahankara mamakara are transformed. That is called divya nartha. Extended vision and transformed vision is called divya chakshu. Extended vision means time wise, space wise, no limitation. He can see future, he can see distant objects. different lokas, time-wise, space-wise, no limitation, extended vision. Transformed vision means ahankara, mamakara, from that limited thinking, he transformed. That is called transformed vision. Put together Divya Chakshu. You don't find any commentary books. Okay, English commentaries, translations and all, you don't find this explanation. You have to go to deep commentaries. Deep commentaries, Shankaracharya, Ramaraya Kavi and Madhusudana Saraswati, if you go into that only, you get this translation, not by any other local meaning, word-to-word meaning, you won't get it. Divyam Chakshuhu Te Dadami. Then what? Me yogam aishwaram yogam pasya. Then you can see my what? Aishwaram yogam. What you have to pay? Only one. The cost of Divya Chakshu is devotion. Bhakti. Bhagavan ki namaki enna bargaining. Enna venu Bhagavan ki? You are giving tenga elimicha padam endala. Bhagavan says, you have to pay only one, Arjuna. Any bhakta for that matter, he or she has to pay only one. That price is devotion. The price is devotion. The more you reduce your ahankara, mamakara, you are having devotion and artham. The quality and quantitatively, qualitatively, your ahankara, mamakara is so... The ratio is so powerful towards my body, towards my children. That is why we can never enjoy, our baby, who is nice, cute baby. 9 months baby is very cute always. 6 months work, before 6 months you cannot hold. Adu appadi appadi thongindi irukum. Kaale kaiyala loose loose irukum. After 8 months, you see 9 months to 1 year, 12 months baby, up to that 9 months exactly, so cute, you can nicely hold the baby, is so healthy and responds very nicely, and all of them are neighbors, friends, relatives, all come and kiss and pinch also. But this poor mother, parents are not enjoying. Why? When the baby think, they are thinking about baby ki tummina kashtam. Cough work could have the baby, dysentery, diarrhea, yo, ennennamo kashtam illa. They are not enjoying the baby. Why na? Mamakara, ahankara. Others all can come and enjoy. Nice, chulva pova. They are happy because they don't have any ahankara, mamakara towards the baby, my children. They enjoy that. Like that in the dog show also, once you go and see the dog show. The dog wear nice dress and come with a topi cap and all. It first prize it gets because of nice maintenance. They give it, has got a lot of knowledge. The dog gets a first prize. But dog doesn't have that pride. This lady only has got a lot of tension, anxiety, pride and all. Dog mena mamakara ahankara. Like that, even including your garden, your house, garden you have. Everyone comes and tells your garden is so nice, wonderful. These are all wonderful. You never enjoy your garden. Why? Whenever, on whatever you have ahankara and mamakara, you can never enjoy. Everyone comes and says your house is so nice. Are you enjoying your house, nearly speaking? இந்த ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்குது, அந்த ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்குது, இந்த ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்குது, அந்த ப்ராப்ளம் இப்படி இருந்தால் நல்லா இருக்கும், இந்த விண்டோ அப்படி இருந்தால் நல்லா இருக்கும். யூ கோ ஆன் கிரிட்டிசைசிங், பாயிண்டிங் அவுட் மீன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் யூ ஹவ் ஓனர்ஷிப் ஆன் தட். இட் இஸ் மைன், இட் இஸ் மைன். ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் யூ ஹவ் மைன்னஸ் அந்த ஓனர்ஷிப், யூ கேன் நெவர் என்ஜாய் எனி திங், எனி பர்சன் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட். பெட்டர் டு ட்ராப், வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட் டு ட்ராப். And the ownership and mindness and I-ness. That is why we very, very minimum we enjoy the present. People always enjoy the present, very minimum. Including, that is why everything belongs to Bhagavan. If you see, everything belongs to Bhagavan. It is not mine. I am not the owner, actually. It belongs to body, belongs to Bhagavan. All possessions belongs to Bhagavan. Once I drop the ownership, appa, nimmadi, I can enjoy. This is not my house. This is Bhagavan's house. I am staying as a trustee. Bhagavan has given me this house to take care of. So therefore I am taking care of. It is not mine. So I take care of. How the take carer do that? Take carer, you give the chavi and go away. How he takes care? This is Yajamana's house. I am taking care of. This is not mine. So he take care of everything. He never bother whatever is happening there. Why? This is my Yajamana's house. My owner's house. It's not mine. My job is only what? To maintain it. To take care of it. So he never develop any attachment towards that house. He take care of that house. And he enjoy the, in taking care of that, he enjoys. If my Yajamana comes, he is happy. If I keep these things here, if I maintain garden like this, my Yajamana is so happy. So he is always thinking about Yajamana. He will be happy. He will be happy if I do this way. While doing, he is not having any attachment. As he is doing, cleaning everything, my Yajamana will be happy if I do this way. Like that he does. He never have any attachment with that. He finish his job and happily go and sleep. Nimmadi. Enna na yajamananukaga panninirken. Adu madri example is so nice. Like that, this body I am taking care of, this is belong to the Bhagavan. Who is my yajamana? Bhagavan. Because Bhagavan has given this body. Who handed over the house to that take-carer? Yajamana, owner. Owner of the house handed over to the take-carer. Like this, Bhagavan has handed over me this body. I have to take care of. Then, what else Bhagavan has given? Bhagavan has given me this house to take care of. I am taking care of. Then what else? Bhagavan has given me my daughter, son, husband, to take care of, because they belong to Bhagavan. So assignment is only with Bhagavan. As a take carer, I am a trustee, I have just signed. I am taking care of. Nothing belongs to me. That is called bhakti. You have to pay this much alone. Nothing else. What do you mean by devotion now? You understand? This is called devotion. Why? We have not brought anything when we are coming here. When we are going to leave this earth, are you going to take anything? Including this body. Are you taking? You don't know. When you drop this body, you are detached with the body. Therefore, understand, belongs to Bhagavan. As long as it is there, it is given to you. With bhakti, you take care of them. Never try to claim this is mine. That is why for simple sample example, I say to my students, those who are all giving bhiksha, Swamiji, today is bhiksha in our house, don't say. In my house bhiksha, don't say that. We should not say. Today bhiksha is in our house, anshollanu. Namma veetla bhiksha anshollanu. Ennudaiya veed anshollade. Namma veed anshollanu. So that slowly, that student will reduce her ego towards her house. In our house today bhiksha. Not in my house. Mai chonna udane enna vachchi? Mamakara. Ahankara, mamakara. Slowly I train like this in matter. One. Ennudaiya veed anshollakoodadu. நம்மளேதுன்னு சொல்லணும், கொஞ்சம் எக்ஸ்டென்ஷன். அதுக்கப்புறம் நம்மளது தாண்டி போகணும். எல்லாம் பகவானது என்ன, பை பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ், பை பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு சே ஃபார் எவ்ரி திங். ஃபஸ்ட் மார்க் காட் பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ். யூ ஆர் டூயிங் நைஸ்லி, எவ்ரி திங் வண்டர்ஃபுல் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் என்ன, பை பகவான்ஸ் கிரேஸ் ஆர் யுவர் கிரேஸ்ன்னு சொல்லணும். குரு சே சப்போஸ் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் வெரி நைஸ்லி, என்ன யுவர் கிரேஸ்ன்னு சொல்லணும். அது சொல்லலைன்னா you are taking that greatness to yourself, then there is a problem by your grace, so not our greatness. Anything, any appreciation goes to Bhagavan or Guru. அப்படி இருந்தால் அந்த அவக்கா அகங்காரம் மமக்காரம் குறையும், விட மாட்டோமே. அந்த எப்ரிசியேஷன் நமக்கு தான் வேணும், அந்த புகழ் வந்து எனக்கு தான் வேணும் அப்படி சொன்னால் அகங்காரம் பிகமிங் பிளஃப், ப்ளோட்டிங், ப்ளோட்டிங் அகங்காரம், விச் இஸ் பிளஃப். திஸ் அகங்காரம் ரியலி டசன்ட் ஹாவ் எனி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் அட் ஆல். ஸோ தேர் ஃபோர் அனேன ஏவ சக்ஷுஷா ஸ்வசக்ஷுஷா திரஷ்டும் ந சக்யம் திவ்யம் சக்ஷுஹு ததாமி யோகம் ஐஸ்வர்யம். யோகம் மீன்ஸ் ஈஸ்வரஸ்ய மம ஐஸ்வர்யம், டிவைன் பவர். ஐஸ்வர்யம் மீன்ஸ் டிவைன் பவர். பஷ்ய, வாட் இஸ் த டிவைன் பவர்? மேக்கிங் த இம்பாசிபிள் ஆஸ் பாசிபிள் இஸ் கால்ட் டிவைன் பவர். மேக்கிங் த இம்பாசிபிள் ஆஸ் பாசிபிள். Now Arjuna is getting the divine vision. Who is doing that? Arjuna va? Bhagavan. That's why Bhagavan is Bhagavan. Sarvajnaha, Sarvashaktiman. Pangum langhayate girim. Even a person who is not having legs, he can just climb the staircase if Bhagavan's blessings are there. If a dumb person can talk, a blind person can see if Bhagavan's grace is there. If Bhagavan's grace is not there, even a erudite scholar also cannot talk if Bhagavan's blessings are not there. கால் இருந்து நடக்க முடியாது, பெட்டில் தான் இருக்கணும். ஏ, கால் ரெண்டு இருக்கு, நடக்கலாமே. கண் இருக்கு, பார்க்க முடியல சில பேருக்கு. காது இருக்க, கேட்க முடியலை. ஏன் தெரியுமோ? No blessings of Bhagavan. When the Bhagavan's blessings are in the Shakti Varum, it can make anything. Therefore, when you are having that Shakti, you remember Bhagavan. That's why Yogam Aishwaram, whose mind, my divine power, divine manifestation, Aghatita Ghatana, no? Bhagavan can see Aghatanam as Ghatanam. Which is impossible, Aghatanam. He can make it possible, Ghatanam. Nammave mudiyalan solralli appo. Nammave mudiyala swami. Eppadi nadandhadu? How it happened? Grace, Bhagavan's grace. Eppo punyam adu? Edandha janma punyamo? Yaarukku theriyum? Some janmas punya, just click there, it happens. So you have to see the Bhagavan's glory. Now, Arjuna is ready with Divya Chakshu. Bhagavan also ready. Gap came. Arjuna also silent. Krishna also silent. What to do? Sanjaya comes in between and tells to Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra is waiting to hear what happens there in battlefield. So Sanjaya is narrating to Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya Vumache Eva Muktva Tato Rajan Mahayogeshwaro Harihi Darshayamasa Parthayam Paramam Rupam Aishwaram. Sanjaya Muvacha, from this 9th shloka onwards up to 14th shloka, the description of universal form, Vishwarupam. Universal means Vishwam, Rupa means form. Vishwarupam English la universal form, universal person. Anna anartham Vishwa Purusha, Vishwa Rupa Purushahana, universal. Evam Bhuktva. Now, Sanjaya addressing, Hey Rajan, O Dhritarashtra, Hey Rajan, Mahayogeshwaraha Harihi, Mahayogeshwaraha, Maha means the great, the Lord of Maya, anartham. Maha, Lord of Maya, the one who possesses Maya, one who controls Maya. Yogeshwaraha, who has got the capacity to transform anything at any time at his will. The one who has got capacity to transform anything at any time in whatever way he want at his will. Therefore, he is called Yogeshwaraha. That means the one who has got limitless power, limitless knowledge. Yogeshwaraha, Mahayogeshwaraha. Who is he? Harihi. Harihi means Lord Narayana. Why Lord Narayana is called Harihi? Harati, ahankara, mamakara. The one who takes away your ahankara and mamakara for your good. So when you are doing namaskara to Bhagavan, you have to say, Bhagavan, take my ahankara, mamakara. Idha sollano daily. Enna solranga? Bhagavan, take my all my sorrows ani solranga namo. Take all my sorrows. Bhagavan says, I cannot take your sorrows until you give your ahankara, mamakara to me. That is why even though you are telling to Bhagavan, take away my sorrows. This is regularly everyone say. Take away my sorrows. Not only my sorrows, my husband's pain, my daughter's pain also you take. Instead of saying that, the pain is because of your ahankara, mamakara. Therefore, Bhagavan, today onwards, what you have to say, Bhagavan, no? Bhagavan, you take my ahankara, mamakara, which is the cause for my pain. Because you are Gita student, no? Oh, Bhagavan, take my ego, I-ness and my-ness, really which are false, making my life miserable, painful. You please take them. Bhagavan really jump in, no? So happy if we say like that. Yaar solli kodta appa unakku ani sollu. Who taught you this? No? You have to say, my Swamini taught. Oh. So Bhagavan is so happy. That's why you ask him, unless he takes our ahankara mamakara, we won't drop. என்ன நமக்கு ஒட்டின்னு இருக்காது முடியல. அதுக்கு தான் பக்தி. வை பக்தி ஒன்றும் டெய்லி சாண்டிங், பூஜா, ஜப்பா எதுக்காகனா, த மோர் பக்தி, மோர் டிவோஷன் இஸ் தேர். பகவான், ரிமூவ் திஸ் அகங்கார மமக்கார ஹுச் ஈஸ் கீப்பிங் மீ இன் அஜானம், ட்ரமெண்டஸ் அஜானம். தட்ஸ் வை மோக்ஷாம் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ட்ராப்பிங் த ஐனஸ் அண்ட் மைனஸ் இஸ் மோக்ஷா. Because that much difficult it is. Unless Bhagavan's grace is there, we can never drop ahankara mamakara. To drop ahankara mamakara, only Bhagavan provides certain situations to you. Appadiyavadu drop panduvaane ahankara mamakara nu oru oru situation provide panduva Bhagavan. Oru oru experience, a bitter experience especially. Edho onnu eppo varumo theriyadhu. கரெக்டாக அது வந்தப்போ யூ ஹாவ் டு கண்டுபிடிக்கணும். ஓ, வென் தட் சுச்சுவேஷன் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் வீ டோன்ட் நோ, ஆஃப்டர் இட்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஓவர், அட்லீஸ்ட் யூ ரிகக்னைஸ், தேங்க்யூ பகவான், திஸ் இஸ் வாட் குந்தி ஆஸ்க்டு ஃபர். யூனோ வை குந்தி ஆஸ்க்டு? பகவான் கிவ் மீ ஆல்வேஸ் பெயின்ஸ் ஸோ தட் ஐ கேன் ரிமெம்பர் யூ. வாட் வீ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங்? Kunti asked Lord Krishna, Bhagavan, give me always pain, then I can remember you. What is the secret behind that? If you ask this way, Bhagavan gives pain, Bhagavan makes you not feel that pain. The secret varunga na solren ella secret. என்ன சுவாமி, போய் 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 பகவான் கஷ்டம் கூடன்னு கேட்பாமா? என்ன, யார் கேட்பான்? ஹூ வில் ஆஸ்க்? பகவான் விடுவானே. இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் பகவான் கிவ் பெயின், Bhagavan give pain and you are suffering. Bhagavan is happy? No. Bhagavan gives pain and protects you not to feel the pain. Puriyada? Bhagavan gives pain, you mature enough, you come out of that ego, ahankara, mamakara, and Bhagavan protects you, you should not lose your heart. Avar protect pannuvar. Illena nam epo finish aayidvom namakku vara experiences ku Bhagavane protect pannalanna we would have finished long before. Theriyiradha? Who is protecting us? One experience, bitter experience coming and thrashing us, we are withstanding, means who is that? Bhagavan. That is what yogam aishwaram. Maheshwaraha yogeshwaraha harihi. That is why I am telling this kadella. Harihi. That is why harihi. Harihi mahayogeshwaraha evam muktva. Having said this, what said this? Fifth shloka to eighth shloka. Fifth shloka to eighth shloka, Bhagavan's words, having said this. Parthaya paramam rupam aishwaram rupam darshaya masa. Having said this, he showed that Vishwarupa to Partha, the Arjuna. Next shloka. Aneka vaktra nayanam. Anekadbhuta darshanam. Aneka divyabharanam. Divyanekodyathayudham. Divyamalyambaradharam. Divyagandhanulepanam. Sarvascharyamayam devam. Anantam vishvatomukham. So jnanam eva chakshuhu. Divya chakshu means jnanam eva chakshuhu. Jnana chakshuhu. That is the ultimate chakshu. Here temporarily, if you take out the ego and mindness and I-ness, you are as good as a jnani. That is called jnana chakshu. You are as good as a jnani means what? You are accepting everything as Bhagavan. You don't have any possessiveness. You are not an individual separately. Everything is Bhagavan. Is it not jnana chakshu? Of course, a temporary jnana chakshu. 1 hour class alla namak ella jnana chakshu da. Chappal potta vanna ajnana chakshu vandudu. So, that jnana chakshu, 15th chapter varak, until you come there, jnana chakshu becomes your own permanent jnana chakshu. So, ippudu ella var konja fake jnana chakshu potitte. Fake it and make it. What Lord Krishna says, Lord Krishna showing this Divya Rupam in this manner. Sanjaya says, now who is seeing Vishwarupam? Not only Arjuna. Vishwarupam is seen by Sanjaya also. The description Dhritarashtra hearing. Dhritarashtra is not seeing Vishwarupam. Dhritarashtra listening. What Vishwarupa description? This is the description of Vishwarupam. Arjuna is seeing, Bhagavan is showing, Sanjay also she is seeing and describing to Dhritarashtra. What is that Vishwarupam? Now from here only Vishwarupam. Aneka Vaktranayanam. Krishna revealed his Vishwarupam as Aneka Vaktranayanam. With many mouths. Vaktra means mouths. Nayanam means eyes. Aneka means limitless. Many. Countless. అనేకం. అనేక వక్త్రనయనం, అనేక అద్భుత దర్శనం, మెనీ వండర్ఫుల్ సైట్స్. దర్శనం మీన్స్ సైట్స్, ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. వాట్ ఆర్ దే? అద్భుతం, ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీ, మెనీ ఎక్స్ట్రా ఆర్డినరీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ షోయింగ్ టు హిమ్. హౌ హీ షోయింగ్? విశ్వతోముఖం విత్ ఆల్ ఫేసెస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ షోయింగ్ ద విశ్వరూపం విత్ సో మెనీ ఫేసెస్, సో మెనీ మౌత్స్. హీ షోయింగ్ బై సర్వభూతత్వాత్, సర్వభూతత్వాత్. సిన్స్ మధుసూదన సరస్వతి రైట్స్, సిన్స్ హీఈస్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ బీయింగ్, హీ షోయింగ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ ఫార్మ్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ వేస్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ మౌత్స్. విశ్వతోముఖం మీన్స్ ద ఫేసెస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్, ద ఫేసెస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్. లార్డ్ ఫేసెస్ ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్, ఇప్పుడు 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 తిరిగిరిపారు. సమ్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ దట్ సైడ్, సమ్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ దిట్ సైడ్ నార్త్ సౌత్, సమ్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ సదరన్ సైడ్, సమ్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ ఈస్టర్న్ సైడ్. ఆల్ ఫేసెస్ ఆఫ్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ భగవాన్స్ ఫేసెస్, దేర్ ఫర్ భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఫేసింగ్ హుచ్ సైడ్? ఆల్ డైరెక్షన్స్. విశ్వతో ముఖం బికాస్ ఆల్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ సోల్జర్స్, వాట్ అబౌట్ అవర్స్? ఐ ఆమ్ ఫేసింగ్ వన్ డైరెక్షన్, యు ఆర్ ఫేసింగ్ అనదర్ డైరెక్షన్. భగవాన్స్ ఫేసెస్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్. భగవాన్ ఈజ్ విశ్వతో ముఖం ఆర్ నాట్? విశ్వతో ముఖం ఎన్నా స్వామిని, ఇదా విశ్వముఖం, విశ్వరూపం అన్నా? ఆమా, ఇదిదా విశ్వరూపం. బట్ వీ డోంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? నాట్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార మమకార. వన్స్ యు ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ అహంకార మమకార, దిస్ ఈజ్ ట్రూ, దిస్ ఈజ్ ద ఓన్లీ ట్రూత్, దిస్ ఈజ్ ద ట్రూత్. యు అండర్స్టాండ్? విశ్వతో ముఖం, అనేక వక్త్రనయనం, అనేకాద్భుత దర్శనం. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్, అనేక దివ్యాభరణం. The warriors are coming with a lot of ornaments, divya abharanam, divine ornaments. They are received the ornaments from devatas also, that's why divine ornaments. And what are all ornaments people are wearing? Joy lukas, no? Illana thanga maligai, all jewels people are all wearing wherever. What are all ornaments they are wearing? భగవాన్స్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్, దివ్యాభరణం. నాట్ వన్ ఆర్ టూ, అనేకం. అనేక ఉద్యత ఆయుధం, ఆల్ వారియర్స్ ఆర్ రైజింగ్ దేర్ వెపన్స్. భీష్మ బ్లూ హిస్ కాంచ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ రెడీ టు ఫైటింగ్, అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ లిఫ్టింగ్ దేర్ ఉద్యత మీన్స్ లిఫ్టెడ్ ఆయుధం మీన్స్ లిఫ్టెడ్ వెపన్స్. భగవాన్ అపియరింగ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ warriors who are all lifting their weapons, because it's Bhagavan's rupam. That is why in our culture, whomever we see, unknown person also, namaskaram ani solluva. Even yarappa ennamo theriyadu, everything is Bhagavan, that's why we do namaskaram. Enikku paithyamanna na paithyam illa Bhagavan ellaan irukkanu sonna adukku da namaskaram pandren annu. Namaskaram, namaskaram. That culture is our culture, because everything is Bhagavan, everyone is Bhagavan, therefore I respect, revere everything. Aneka udyata ayudham. Next, aneka divya malyambaradharam. All these warriors are wearing lot of malas. Some students, not my students only, some any Vedantic students, they think I want only philosophy, I am not interested in Vishwarupam and all. I am just my hypothetical vision, I am just thinking. Some people they think, what is there in this Vishwarupam and all? I am always interested in Mahavakya, I am always interested in Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi. Idella kada enakku yanu munnu vendanna. They think like that. Finally they never understand Aham Brahmasmi. I'll tell you, nijama, ತತ್ವಮಸಿ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಅನೇಕ ರೂಪ ಈಶ್ವರ. ಇನ್ ಓವರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಸಮ್ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಏಮೋ ಎನಕ್ ಇಂದ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪವೇ ಪೋದು, ಅಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಸ್ಮಿ ವೇಂಡ, ತತ್ವಮಸಿ ವೇಂಡ, ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಗ್ರಂಥಾಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಒಂದುಮೇ ವೇಂಡಪ್ಪ, ಎನಕ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರವೂ ವೇಂಡ, ಉಪನಿಷತ್ತು ವೇಂಡ, ನಾವೇ ಅದು ಅದು ಒಂದು ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ, ಇದು ಒಂದು ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರಿ. ನಾನು ಸೊಲ್ಲ ரெண்டு பேருக்கு ஞானம் வராதுன்னு. ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ಮೋಕ್ಷ ಥರೋಲಿ. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಏಕರೂಪ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಥ್ರೂ ಅನೇಕ ರೂಪ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅರೂಪ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರೈಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಫಿಲ್ಟರ್ ಔಟ್, ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನೆವರ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಗುರುಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್, ನೆವರ್ ಯು ಡಿಸೈಡ್. ಡೋಂಟ್ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ವೇರ್ ಯು ಆರ್, ಯು ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ. ಸೊ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನೋಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಯು. Therefore, go through. These are all happening in the initial stages of study. Straight away they come to Vedanta, high Vedanta. Onnume eradu mandayilo. Bhakti illamal onnume nadakkadu. Finally, they end up in what? Some scholarship. They become scholars, not muktas. They can never become muktaha. I can write and give you. I will tell you. So such type of categorization. This is this, this is this. Who are you to categorize? Enna bhagavanukku theriyada yen vishwarupam sollanum middle la straight away second chapter 2 13 14 15 sollalame karma yoga eduku sollanum para prakriti apara prakriti yen sollanum why bhagavan has to introduce, tell me. ಭಗವಾನ್ಗೆ ತಿಳಿಯದು, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇಸ್ ಟಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಮಂದ ಅಧಿಕಾರೀಸ್, ಐ ಎಮ್ ಎ ಉತ್ತಮ ಅಧಿಕಾರಿ. ಓವರ್ ಎಸ್ಟಿಮೇಷನ್, ನೆವರ್ ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್, ನೆವರ್ ಡೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. ಸೋ ದಿವ್ಯ ಮಾಲ್ಯಂ ಅಂದರೆ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್. ಆಲ್ ವಾರಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೇರಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬ್ಯಾಟಲ್ ಫೀಲ್ಡ್. ದೇರ್ ವೈಫ್ಸ್ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪುಟ್ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂದ ದೇವಿ ಕಿಟ್ಟ ವೆಚ್ಚಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕಿಟ್ಟ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪುಟ್ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್. ದಿವ್ಯ ಮಾಲ್ಯಾಂಬರಧರಂ ಅನ್ನಾರು. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೇರಿಂಗ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗಾರ್ಲೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗಾರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಬರಧರಂ ಅನ್ನಾರು. Garlands and ornaments. Garments means a lot of colorful dress. How to think this? All the stars, galaxies, all these are all abharanams to Bhagavan. Warriors, those are all wearing ella with diamonds. Chamki chamki ella potu na adellamo. The glasses ella potu. The sarees ki, blouses ki. ಅದೆಲ್ಲ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಶೈನಿಂಗ್ನು ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ದಿವ್ಯ ಗಂಧಾನುಲೇಪನ, ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್, ಸ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್, ಇಂದ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್, ಅಂದ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್, ಎನ್ನೆನ್ನಮೋ ಜಾಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್, ನಾನು ವೆಳಿಲ ಪೋರೇನ್ಜೆ ಅಂದ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್, ಇಂದ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಪೊಟ್ಟಿಟ್ಟು ಪೋರಲ್ಲೇ, ಡಬ್ಬಾ ಡಬ್ಬಾ ಖಾಲಿ ಬಣ್ಣಿ. ಗಂಧ ಅನುಲೇಪನಂ ವಿತ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಪರ್ಫ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್. ಸರ್ವಾಶ್ಚರ್ಯಮಯಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ವಂಡರ್ಸ್, ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ವಂಡರ್ಸ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯಂ ದರ್ಶಯ ಮಾಸ. ದಟ್ ವೆರ್ಬ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪ್ಲೈ. ನೈನ್ತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ, ಟೆಂತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ, ನೈನ್ತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಲ್ಲಿ ಚೊನ್ನೆ ದರ್ಶಯ ಮಾಸ, ಯು ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯಂ ರೂಪಂ ದರ್ಶಯ ಮಾಸ. ನೈನ್ತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಕ ವೆರ್ಬ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪ್ಲೈ ಟು ಟೆಂತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಲೆವೆಂತ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ದರ್ಶಯ ಮಾಸ. ದೆನ್ ಸಂಜಯ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಎನ್ ಇಲಸ್ಟ್ರೇಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಲುಕ್ಸ್, ಹೌ ಮಚ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್. ದಟ್ ಎಫಲ್ಜೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಸೀನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವೀಕ್. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ.